Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Day Trading Micro Futures for Income by Don A. Singletary Positions. Micro futures as an accessible entry point for people who want to learn active trading with lower capital requirements than traditional futures contracts. Built for beginners, the book focuses on the practical realities of trying to generate income from intraday trading rather than treating markets as purely academic. It introduces what micro futures are, why they were created, and how their smaller contract size can help new traders practice risk control while still experiencing real market movement. The author emphasizes that success comes from preparation, structure, and disciplined execution, not from prediction or hype. Readers can expect a grounded tour of the day trader's toolkit, understanding contract specs, selecting a market, using a platform and broker, planning trades, sizing positions, and tracking performance. Overall, it presents micro futures as a training ground for building repeatable habits that can scale over time, while acknowledging the challenges and responsibilities of trading for a living. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why micro futures change the starting line for new traders. A central theme of the book is the role micro futures can play in lowering the barrier to entry for aspiring day traders. Compared with standard futures contracts, micro products are designed with smaller notional value and, typically, smaller margin requirements, which can make participation possible for traders who cannot or do not want to fund a large account. The book frames this not as a shortcut to profits, but as a way to practice the same market mechanics with less financial pressure per tick. Readers learn how contract size influences risk, emotional decision-making, and the ability to survive a learning curve. It also highlights that micro does not mean low risk in absolute terms, since leverage is still present and poor discipline can quickly damage an account. By discussing how micro futures relate to popular indexes and other liquid markets, the book helps beginners connect the product to real market drivers like volatility, economic news, and liquidity conditions. This topic sets the foundation for why a micro futures approach can be a sensible gateway, provided the trader treats it as a structured skill-building process rather than a gamble. Secondly, core market knowledge, contract specs, sessions, and volatility. The book stresses that beginners need concrete operational knowledge before placing real trades. A key focus is understanding contract specifications such as tick size, tick value, trading hours, and how a product behaves around major session changes. These details are not trivia. They determine how fast profits and losses accrue and what a realistic stop loss looks like. The author also emphasizes the importance of liquidity and volatility, explaining why some times of day can produce cleaner movement while others may be choppy, thin, or prone to sudden spikes. Readers are guided to consider how scheduled events such as economic releases can affect spreads, slippage, and the reliability of technical signals. The book encourages aligning expectations with the market you choose, including what constitutes a normal range and how frequently the instrument trends versus mean reverts. This practical grounding helps prevent common beginner errors like setting stops that are too tight for the instrument, trading during unfavorable conditions, or mistaking random noise for a tradable pattern. By understanding the underlying mechanics, a trader is better equipped to plan entries, manage exits, and avoid unnecessary risk. Thirdly, building a repeatable day trading plan and routine, rather than portraying day trading as improvisation, the book underscores the need for a written plan and a daily routine. It breaks down what a functional trading plan should include for a micro futures beginner, the markets to trade, the time windows to focus on, the setup criteria for entries, the invalidation points that define stop placement, and the rules for taking profits. The author highlights that consistency comes from reducing discretion, especially early on, and from creating a pre-market checklist that keeps decisions aligned with a process. This topic also addresses practical workflow elements such as preparing levels, noting scheduled news, defining maximum trades per day, and creating a clear condition for stopping after drawdowns. Importantly, the plan is presented as a living document, refined through journaling and review rather than through constant strategy hopping. The book connects routine with emotional stability, since having a predictable sequence of tasks can reduce impulsive trades driven by fear of missing out or revenge. For readers aiming at income, this focus on process helps shift attention from single trade outcomes to long-term expectancy, where discipline and repetition matter more than prediction. Fourthly, risk management for micro futures, position sizing, stops, and survival. Risk management is treated as the difference between a trading hobby and a serious attempt to generate income. The book emphasizes controlling downside through position sizing, predefined stops, and daily loss limits. Micro futures allow scaling in smaller increments, which can help a beginner match risk to account size and to the instrument's volatility. The author encourages thinking in terms of risk per trade and risk per day, not just winning trades, so that inevitable losing streaks do not end the trading effort. This topic covers why stop placement should be tied to market structure rather than to arbitrary dollar amounts, and why moving stops out of hope can turn a manageable loss into account damage. The book also explains how leverage can amplify mistakes and why new traders should prioritize staying power while learning execution, order types, and trade management. Readers are pushed to treat commissions, slippage, and overtrading as real costs that must be accounted for when evaluating a strategy. The overall message is that microfutures are useful only if the trader respects risk, keeps losses small, and measures performance in a way that protects the ability to keep showing up tomorrow. Lastly, from learning to earning, tracking performance, and scaling responsibly, a practical takeaway is the idea that trading for income is a progression, not a switch you flip. The book emphasizes documenting trades, reviewing results, and using data to decide what to improve. This includes journaling the setup, entry quality, adherence to rules, and post-trade notes about psychology and execution. Instead of chasing a perfect strategy, the reader is encouraged to evaluate a small set of repeatable setups and measure whether they produce a positive expectancy after realistic costs. The author connects this record-keeping to scaling decisions, arguing that increasing size should come only after consistent performance and stable behavior under pressure. Microfutures, in this framing, provide a controlled path to scale because adding or reducing contracts can be done in small steps. The topic also covers building income expectations responsibly, including understanding variance and the risk of relying on short-term results. For many beginners, the main challenge is not finding signals but executing them consistently, avoiding overtrading, and maintaining discipline during drawdowns. By focusing on performance metrics and gradual scaling, the book positions microfutures as a structured apprenticeship where the goal is professional habits first, with income as an outcome of process and consistency. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners who are curious about day trading but want a more structured, lower barrier entry than jumping straight into full-size futures or highly leveraged products without a plan. It can also help intermediate traders who have bounced between strategies and now want a clearer framework built around routine, risk controls, and measurable improvement. The biggest benefit to a reader's life is the shift from impulsive trading to process-driven decision-making, defining rules, controlling risk, and evaluating performance like a business. Even if a reader never trades for a living, the emphasis on discipline, record-keeping, and probability-based thinking can improve how they approach goals, mistakes, and continuous learning. Compared to many trading books that lean heavily on complex indicators or inspirational promises, this one is worth buying because it centers on the practical mechanics of microfutures and the habits that keep traders solvent long enough to develop skill. The smaller contract size is presented as a genuine training advantage, not a gimmick. For readers seeking a realistic gateway to intraday futures, the book provides a grounded starting point that encourages responsibility, structure, and gradual growth. If you would like to support Don A. Singletary, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.